It's Eric Hansen in a pretty familiar spot, Elmwood, Illinois, at Elmwood High School with the Trojan boys basketball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Yeah!
Excellent. Let's meet the Elmwood Trojans boys basketball team.
Eli McKinty, senior, forward.
Logan Wallace, senior, guard.
Michael Seibert, sophomore, forward.
Victor Lindsay, sophomore, center.
Rogan Davis, junior, forward.
Andrew Mernsick, sophomore, guard.
Zach Howerton, freshman, guard.
Brendan Williams, freshman, guard.
Braden Lehman, freshman, center.
Cody Hightower, junior, forward.
Aris Nims, junior, guard.
Braden McFall, senior, center.
DJ Burnett, junior, forward.
Charlie Schisler, junior, guard.
Adam Centers, junior, forward.
Mason Giesman, freshman, guard.
Luke Hoffman, junior, guard.
Well, I don't think that it's a Christmas miracle that we're in Elmwood. The Trojans boys basketball team are just pretty good, and like once a year we come here for Hometown Heroes because they got a great community spirit, and Coach Josh Fuga is here. And how many years now, Josh?
Oh, too many to count, right? Too many to crown. It's good seeing you out here every year, especially this time of year. It usually means that we got off to a good start. So
I saw the record. I was kind of searching around for basketball teams to put on, and there's Elmwood doing well.
Yeah, you know, I'd be lying if I said that I expected to go into the opening tournament and especially go undefeated. We graduated seven pretty good seniors last year in what was really the school's deepest run in the postseason. So it's always hard to replace that many seniors, but the guys have done a nice job filling in some holes and filling in some gaps, and we went over to Weathersfield and started it the right way.
Let's talk about the real hometown hero, Michelle, at the front desk, your secretary here at Elmwood. I called her and she said, you know, they got nominated for, I think, football, and they lost, and I did all that work. I guess I can do it again.
Yeah, we've laughed about that in the past, right? Like, she is absolutely the one that spearheads this thing. We have tried to utilize social media a little bit more recently. I don't know, maybe I'm giving away some secrets here, but I think most of it, 99.9%, is her and the job that she does getting signatures and making sure that the student body and the community gets behind the voting process. So, yeah, we wouldn't be here talking to you right now if she wasn't behind that.
Are you still looking behind you in games and going, gosh, this crowd is great? No worries, they're always coming around for you.
So we sure hope so, right? That's tomorrow. We haven't had a home game yet, so tomorrow against Delvin, 4 p.m. JV start. So I have no doubt that it'll be just as packed as usual at our home games. They're always fun.
You've been doing it here long enough. You see a lot of familiar faces in the stands rooting you on?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The community comes out with support, and then especially this time of year, former players coming back too. You know, we just had one in the building, and a few of them showed up over at Weathersfield when they were home on Thanksgiving break. So I love seeing that those guys come back and support the program and see kind of the legacy that they've left behind with how this team has kept it rolling.
Yeah. I know you got pictures today and a lot of holly jolly going on. Brag about a few of these guys and where you're at right now, and who maybe your next the opponent that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, so I think it starts with our senior captain, center, 6'7", Braden McFall. He was really the one guy returning with the most experience from last year's team, the only returning starter. But then Eli McKinty and Logan Wallace, two other seniors, have joined him, our other two captains, and the three of them are off to the right kind of start, right, that you want to have your senior year, and they're leading all of our other guys in the right way. But we've had a ton of different kids, juniors and sophomores, step up, shoot the ball extremely well. We also, at the same time, need to get a lot better because we have a really good Delvin team coming to town tomorrow. So this is our last practice before that, and it's going to take all 2 hours of it to make sure that we're prepared for that matchup tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, good luck with the home opener and all the holiday tournaments, and we might be back with that $1,000 and that big old check. I've said it before. We got T-shirts and a plaque, and Josh Fugit, you're doing a great job here in Elmwood, and keep it up with the Trojans.
Thanks. Hopefully we see you later in the season.
Head coach of the boys basketball team, the Elmwood Trojans boys basketball team, our hometown heroes of the week.